The template method pattern is a behavioral design pattern that defines the program skeleton of an algorithm and a method, deferring some steps to subclasses. It lets one or more steps of the algorithm vary by letting subclasses redefine certain steps of the algorithm without changing the algorithm structure. This pattern is a fundamental technique in software engineering for reusing code and is particularly useful in situations where the overall structure of an operation is fixed, but the individual steps are flexible and subject to change. Here's a simple breakdown of how the template method pattern works. Abstract class definition. You define an abstract class that outlines the steps of an algorithm, implementing the invariant parts of the algorithm once and leaving it up to subclasses to implement the behavior that can vary. Template method. Within this abstract class, you define a method, the template method, that calls the series of steps that make up the algorithm. Some of these steps may be implemented directly in this method, while others may be abstract and require implementation in subclasses. Concrete class implementations. Subclasses of the abstract class implement the abstract steps, providing specific behavior for those steps. Each subclass can provide a different implementation of these steps, thus altering parts of the algorithm without changing its structure. Client usage. The client calls the template method on the abstract class, not on the concrete class. This ensures that the client interacts with the algorithm without knowing about the specific implementations of each step. In this example, game is the abstract class that defines the template method playGame and specifies the structure of a game. It has three steps: initialize game, start play, and end play. The concrete classes cricket and football provide specific implementations for these steps. The client, in this case, the template method pattern demo class, calls the play game. Method and the specific steps are executed according to the subclass's implementation. Hook method. In the context of the template method pattern, a hook is a method that is declared in the abstract class but only given a default implementation or even left empty. This allows subclasses to hook into the algorithm at various points if they wish, overriding the hook to provide specific behavior but not altering the structure of the algorithm. Hooks provide additional flexibility in the template method pattern, enabling subclasses to extend the algorithm without changing its sequence. Here's a breakdown of how hook methods work and their purpose. Optional overrides. Hook methods are optional for subclasses to override. If a subclass doesn't provide its own implementation, the default behavior defined in the abstract class is used, which might be a no operation, empty method, or a simple default action. Flexibility. Hooks provide a mechanism for extending the algorithm's steps in subclasses without requiring subclasses to override the main template method. This increases the flexibility and reuse of the template method. Control points. They act as control points within the template method's algorithm, allowing subclasses to influence the algorithm's execution flow without altering its structure. Customization. While the main steps of the algorithm might be fixed and implemented by the template method, hooks offer points of customization for varying parts of the algorithm, making the pattern more adaptable.